This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests, and no bigger time than to bring on Dave McCormick. Senator McCormick involved, as rightfully so, given Pennsylvania's powerhouse, where it could be at least, in big issues in the Senate. He joins us here on the Dom Show on Talk Radio 1210. Senator, welcome back. What an exciting time it's got to be you in the Senate.
Good afternoon, Dom. Good to be with you. How you doing?
Very good, Senator. So I don't know if you saw this because you might be in the middle of a lot of stuff, but the big, beautiful bill, I'll call it, all these moving parts, failed in committee 16-21 with a bunch of Republicans. Chip Roy, listeners know, you know, is I'll put purist in the best sense of the word. But Lloyd Smucker voted against it also for various reasons. In the Senate and the House, how is this proceeding? What are the difficulties as you see it? This is a big bill to get this done.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be an iterative process, and it's, you know, we've got slim majorities in the the House and the Senate, and slimmer in the House. But I'm fairly optimistic. I think there's a great alignment between the leadership in the House, the Senate, and the White House. And there's a couple things we got to do. We absolutely have to extend the 2017 tax cuts and make them permanent. To not do so would raise taxes on every American. If you're a family of making $50,000 a year, your taxes would go up by $2,000 unless we do that. We've got to fund additional support for closing the border. We got to fund defense. It's a more dangerous world than ever. And we got to find ways to pay for it. And the key thing in paying for it is to, in a very thoughtful way, eliminate the hundreds of billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse that the Government Accountability Office, a nonpartisan group, has identified, $500 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse, and to also roll back a lot of the Biden-era subsidies, particularly for clean energy and things like that, that led to the inflation, wind and solar and some other things. That's the balancing act we've got to do. Everybody's working hard to do that. And, you know, I'm optimistic we'll get there, but it's probably going to take a couple iterations as it appears. And in the case of Lloyd Smucker, I just saw a post from him that was more of a procedural vote, so he would have another opportunity. So I think, you know, listen, this is not going to be easy, but I think there's a clear path.
Okay, well, part of this is, it occurred to me yesterday, talking with listeners, has Medicaid now become like Medicare, Social Security, the third rail in politics? We've heard that our entire lifetime, and it used to be it wasn't. Republicans, Jeff Andrews been on talking about this, but I sense a great deal of sensitivity, and I get it, But there are Medicaid does have too many people on there. I think most observers agree that should not be able-bodied men. The work requirements. I see the battle over work requirements post when the child is 7 years of age for women, particularly. Tell us about how difficult it is with Medicaid. Your thoughts.
Well, listen, if you look at Medicaid and SNAP, we can talk about both of those because they're in the news right now. Both of them are the fastest growing programs in the budget. Just if you look at Medicaid, this is shocking. In the last 5 years, it's grown by double digits every year. So today, Medicaid costs about $250 billion more per year than it did in 2020. So this literally is not sustainable. It's growing on a path where it's bigger than, or soon will be bigger than, the defense budget, and is overwhelming all the other entitlements. And so we've got to get it under control. And you put your finger on it. The way to get it under control is to do two things at the same time, and they are doable, but we have to be thoughtful. One is you got to make sure that program continues to support the people that it was designed for, the legitimately vulnerable people, mm-hmm. the women, the children. No, we don't want to take benefits away from any person that's an appropriate beneficiary of Medicaid. But we also, as you said, need to make sure able-bodied men without dependents are not on Medicaid when they won't get a job or refuse to take a job. And that's where the work requirements piece comes in. And we can do both of those things at the same time. SNAP is the exact same thing, where if you look at the SNAP program, it's grown by about $100 billion. And, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was about $30, $40 billion. It's now $125, $130 billion. This is spiraling out of control from a financial perspective. And we got to make sure the people for whom these programs were designed get the benefits, but they aren't extended beyond that in fraudulent ways or ways inconsistent with the mandate. And that's, I mean, frankly, that's, and I'm not trying to make a political point, that just happened under the Biden administration because of the changes they made and the very liberal way those benefits were given. And it's not sustainable, and we need to rein it in so we can give the benefits to the people who really need them.
I think that's not a political point. It's a reality point. And let me take you to what you've been engaged in that I think was not political, but is sincere, and it comes across that way. I don't know if I'd call it a defense of John Fetterman, but Fetterman was going to do your book with you and your wife, the Mentor book, which speaks well of him. And when he's right, he's right. And he's one of the boldest guys that's right on things like Israel. It's obvious. What can you tell us is going on with Fetterman, the attacks on him now?
Well, you know, he and I have gotten to know each other. He campaigned for Senator Casey against me. So I don't have a long relationship with
right.
Senator Fetterman, but I went to see him soon after I won the election. We sat down, and he's just a very direct, authentic person. He and I have many disagreements. We probably disagree on more things than we agree on, but we both are very committed to serving the people of Pennsylvania and to finding ways to work together. So on my initial bill, which was a fentanyl bill, which I had campaigned on, my co-sponsor was Senator Fetterman. I've supported him in a number of the bills that he's put forward. And so these attacks, I thought, God, they're relentless, attacking him, attacking his family, attacking his health. And it felt to me like a very orchestrated campaign. And just, you know, beyond politics, this just seemed nasty and mean-spirited. And that's why I spoke out.
This week, we'll finally have the book out, Senator, on Tuesday. I don't know that you had direct contact with Joe Biden during that. But the arguments on the biggest argument on the other side is, why are we still bringing this up? My answer would be because potentially other people were making presidential decisions, actually enacting presidential decisions, auto pen pardons, God knows what. And you can't just let that pass.
Listen, I think I do think, and I said this during the campaign, but we see now it was even worse than we all saw firsthand when we saw the debate and so forth. But what happened with President Biden being able to run again for office and his team propping him up was really malpractice. Malpractice on part of the media. Mm-hmm. The fact that they continued to gloss over that, despite it being very obvious, very I see some of the rebukes now of the media, but they were very aggressive in slapping down any suggestion that President Biden might be in decline, but also the cover up that was taking place in the White House and among members of Congress who traveled with President Biden. That also is not a political point. We would want on either side, if the chief executive was in decline, we would want people to assess that. We want them to speak honestly. That's it's just too much risk for America. And so I think it's fair-minded that that this is being explored in these books. And I hope that people will just take accountability, including the media, which continue to gloss over what was apparent to most people, that President Biden was having a tough time.
You are one of the premier guys, and maybe even though it's you've only been in office a while, I can even look at legacy is fentanyl and being razor sharp. That and energy in Pennsylvania, you really are pushing that strongly. With the trade stuff, the tariffs, the president, China, no one believes China fully on any of this. But can you tell us, are you seeing it potentially working with them in Mexico around this?
Yeah, I think there's a real opportunity. You know, Secretary Bessent, I had dinner with Secretary Bessent and a small group of people right before he went to Geneva for those last round of negotiations last week on China. And, you know, fentanyl was very much in the forefront of the secretary's mind. It's what President Trump's talked about many times. I was literally at the dinner with President Trump and the Prime Minister of Canada, where he said, listen, you know, one of the biggest problems we have is fentanyl. It's a much bigger problem on the Mexican border, but it's also a problem on the Canadian border. So the Chinese provide the prefactors, the basic ingredients that go into fentanyl. Most of it's manufactured in Mexico. And as part of these trade agreements, the Chinese, and my understanding is they've come forward and be much more forward leaning, they need to crack down on any of those ingredients being exported anywhere, but particularly to Mexico. And so I think, now listen, we've got a long way to go with China. China, of all the countries we need to negotiate with, China is the most out of bounds in terms of its cheating, its tariffs, its non-tariff barriers, its stealing of intellectual property, its subsidizing of industries that compete against America. So we've got to have more balance and fairness with China. But I think one of the first building blocks of restoring any relationship with China is going to be getting control of fentanyl. And I'm cautiously optimistic that's going to happen. The other thing that we need to do, which you referenced, is we need to crack down on those cartels. We've under Secretary Rubio and President Trump, we've now identified them as terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. That allows much more full-throated armed authority on the part of our law enforcement. I spoke with the Mexican ambassador a couple days ago, and the whole conversation was mostly around fentanyl and the actions taken by the president of Mexico, who has a very good relationship with President Trump, based on the conversation with President Trump, to deploy the military on the border to stop the cartels. So we got to stop the supply through China, in Mexico, through the cartels, and then we got to deal with demand, which is an American problem. We got to deal with demand. We got to have centers which deal with addiction. We got to get control of the addiction problem in our country. And if we do those two things well, you see it in Kensington, by the way, Dom. You've seen it there, I know. If we do that well, we're gonna kill this thing once and for all. It's a poison that is absolutely indefensible.
I'm hopeful with the mayor and police commissioner on this. I give them credit. I think they're making impact. But we have some of the usual suspects that talk about harm reduction. And all it does is enable Kensington to not only the people that are there that are addicted, but it also brings into play the entire neighborhood. People can't live there.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Dom. And anybody that wants to talk about opportunity and making sure that every single kid in Philadelphia or in our Commonwealth has opportunity, the first thing you got to do is make communities safe where small businesses can prosper, where kids can go to school. I think I've spoken to the mayor at length about this, Mayor Parker. I think she's deeply committed. She's got I don't know the commissioner, but I know the mayor. She's got a tough challenge. But I give her all the credit for taking it on the way she has, and I'm with her. I want to support her.
Senator, thank you so much. As always, as this continues too, you are a key player on this. But where do we go to find all things Dave McCormick?
DaveMcCormickSenate.com. You can find out that and a lot more. And anybody who's listening, I have a newsletter that comes out every week that talks about all the issues, the legislation, what we're doing. It's called the Keystone Chronicle. You can go to my website and subscribe to that, and that'll give you a real-time update on what's going on in the McCormick team.
Absolutely. Have a nice weekend, Senator. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Tom. You too. Bye-bye.
Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. So, look, this defeat in the committee of the big, beautiful bill. I think he's right about Lloyd Smuckler. I think I'd like that. The name is, I've had him on. The Smucker name is always good. But any number of these Republicans say they're not going to go for this. The reason is, we talked about some of them, Medicaid. They don't like the SALT thing of $30,000. I don't like it. I can't get behind that. Well, these guys in New York and Jersey and all threaten them, then they're not going to vote for it. You got Brian Fitzpatrick and a bunch of others who won't vote for defunding Planned Parenthood. I want Planned Parenthood defunded. You do too. Enough already. You want to go and do abortions all over the place? It's the law still. You're able to do that in various states. Knock yourself out. But we're not paying for it. That's the bottom line here. That used to be the deal. That's changed. That has to be part of it. In the end, we'll see. I know it's a balancing act. It's going to be tough, as he said. But I think guys like Chip Roy and some of the others are not grandstanders. They're saying, here are the things we were elected on. This is what people want. We have to do them. They're being told, well, you can't do it. These other Republicans won't vote for it. The guy in New York, Lawler, if the cap is not at least 30,000, we're not voting for it. They want unlimited. Here we go again. All right, we'll get to all that at 855-839-1210. First, it's Dom's.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. We're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium, Reading, Pennsylvania, Thursday, June 12th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com. Okay.
Yeah, Don, today we're going to be playing a song by great prog rock band Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. It's going to be a cover song today. And Don, the answer we want is the cover artist. Today we're talking about heartbreak. This guy's very familiar with heartbreak. Well, songs about heartbreak and love, because, man, was he popular for them in the 90s. Also, Don, coming up this week in the Fan Expo, a bunch of nerds coming to town. I think a lot of nerds love this guy, too, because of his contributions to some of their favorite soundtracks. So, Don, here's a guy singing a song by Yes, we want to know who the cover artist is today to win those Reading Phillies tickets. Take a listen.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to see the Reading Phillies. By the way, I got a great one. David Rossi on Twitter breaks his heart when Dom calls tomato sauce gravy. Well, get used to it. Your heart's going to be broken forever.
David Rossi on Twitter, Chef Dave. I hope you know that.
You know, I have that on my top. Oh, that's who it is. Yeah. Okay. That's probably in my top 10 things I will never change on. The death penalty is number one. I just can't imagine ever changing on that. And calling it sauce, no. No way. What's the number one thing Dan Borowski thinks he would never change on?
It's a good question.
Pet peeves about
Larry
driving.
Larry Krasner.
Larry Krasner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Henry, do you have one? It's probably sports, but go ahead.
Man, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm against... I have to come back to me on this.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Right.
You put me
all
on
right.
the spot.
So, Don, this guy that's singing here, too, also back in 2011, we're talking about Bruce Springsteen going overseas and facing criticism. This guy went over to Chechnya and felt some criticism from human rights groups for performing for what became the birthday celebration of the president of Chechnya back in 2011.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so this singer very familiar with heartbreak and love, songs in the 90s. Who's that covering? Yes.
All right, hit us with that. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
10.
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. Here's today's clue.
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself.
All right, let's go to Paul in Whitehall on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Paul, what's your answer today?
Is it Roger Dean?
No.
All right, good try, Paul. All right,
this guy has a lot of names. Well, he's known by one name, but he has a lot of names, Dom, and that's not two of them.
Let's go to Barb in Wayne. Who is it, Barb?
That would be Seal.
Hey! All righty. Very nice, Barb. What enjoy name? The Phillies. Yes.
Who are you, Seal? For?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's Seal Henry. Right. Hey, his second name's Henry. Look at that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Seal Henry Olesagun Olamide Adeola Samuel, also known as Seal, the great 90s singer, married to Heidi Klum for a while there, as we know, singer of Crazy Killer. And Dom, I mentioned a lot of the people coming in for Fan Expo this weekend. Batman Forever soundtrack, Kiss from a Rose, one of his biggest hits of all time. Okay. Congratulations. Enjoy the Reading Phils.
All righty. Nicely played. By the way, Marcus Aurelius on Twitter has got a very good one. Broke our heart. David Petraeus. Well before you were here, Dave, I kind of maneuvered my way into meeting David Petraeus. Well, I got him on, and we got an award for it from his tent in Iraq at that point, live. It was not satellite phones. And I was down the shore.
Is that who you were running with and you just couldn't
keep up? Then the next thing is, yes. Then I met him at the fort, Fort Pace, and I was running with him. I lied to say I could do a mile in 8 minutes continuously, something around there. I couldn't come close to that. About 3 miles in, I was throwing up. I was holding it with women running with Uzis that were Rhodes Scholars next to me. And people wanted to kill him. He was the most famous other than the president. We're running off base. We get back to the house. The wife is very nice. He gets a call, though. I'm drinking coffee, and I don't drink coffee, but I wasn't going to stop. I was staying. It was hours of it. I didn't know where I am. He goes and takes a call from Bush, and he comes back like it was something serious, and I still won't move. I think they're going to have to ask her. I was there 4 hours at his house on the base.
Were they, giving you oxygen and stuff?
Yeah. Well, he said, looks like Dom's going to have to report to the infirmary. And I was almost saying, no, I'll tough it out. He said, we only have 3 or 4 more miles. Oh, my God. And it was rugged terrain, too. It wasn't like, you know, pavement or something.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah, uphill both ways.
Barefoot in the snow.
And then it comes out, you know, the temptation, this woman in Iraq, and then downhill from there. That was it. Ooh. And he was talking to me about running for president. What did I think he should do? So I was moving into the presidential race there. With him, it was Christie went downhill right around that time too, so it was tough. By the way, you mentioned the name Henry. I have the most popular name baby names in Pennsylvania and Jersey last year. I've never run into this, or at least not a lot, but the male name is Noah. 740 in Pennsylvania. Female name is Olivia.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. Oliver is third place. Theodore, and they don't say Teddy, they Oliver. Say Theodore is the top name. Henry is after that.
Let's go.
Then James.
We're back.
Lucas, Benjamin, Levi, and Jack. I always loved Jack as a...
My name sucks, huh?
Yeah, Dan's not up there. Dominic, and Dom, they wouldn't put in there. They would misspell it and put Don in there anyhow. I think somebody today just said they knew me. I think Charlie Gallagher, when I'm calling, it was Don... What in the world
is this?
He did say
this? Don.
You guys
he
know
did
me for
say
how long? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I've known that guy for years. You know, the DA's office, they don't know they're doing it. They just can't say Dom. That's one thing that'll never change, and I'm glad of. It gives me something to talk about. It's always fun. I've known you 20 years, Don. I've listened 30
sure,
years.
Sure, you
Don.
Have. Uh-huh.
Sure, you have. Yeah, no, I think they potentially have done that.
I think they're trying to, you know, irk you.
No.
Maybe get a reaction of, get the name right.
Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Hey, Earl. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. A little bit out of breath working on my mowers for the spring.
Okay. But,
all right. Yeah, you're saying that there's no credible threat of any sort of terrorism at the parade. Well, you know it's a 4th of July parade. You know there's going to be a Trump flag. And you know it's going to completely traumatize and possibly cause some people to drop dead.
Yeah, well, I guess there's that. Well, Thursday night, Earl, is going to be very... Oh, look, I give them credit. They're going to show the route. I'm expecting maps and TED Talks, and they're going to tell us why they just can't cover a mile.
But I think their hatred of Trump is so bad that they don't realize how ridiculous they sound, because I have a feeling that's probably what it is. They're afraid that there are going to be a whole bunch of people waving Trump flags, and someone's going to get upset, and then someone's going to complain, and then they got to listen to some Karen calling them up and complaining, saying that, how can you let these insurrectionists go and be at the parade?
All right, I don't know about that, Earl. I think we're getting a little, it's bad enough as it is. Who's your person today that was, you know, really killed it for you?
My disappointment is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was Donald Trump before Donald Trump was Donald Trump. If you look at the, if you remember the Mitt Romney campaign, he ran on everything that Trump ran on. Mitt Romney was going to cut government. He was going to have every federal employee into the Oval Office. Three people were going to go in. One person was going to leave fired. You know, he promised he was going to do all these great things that, you know, Trump ended up, quite honestly, stealing and, you know, passing off as his own. But then all of a sudden, once Romney lost, all of a sudden, he grew a horn in the middle of his head and became a rhino.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Mitt Romney, not quite as disappointing. His demeanor was always more to me than Trump, certainly. But he's right. The ideas were there. By the way, a great part of this job is you get to meet people like Dave Kosky. Dave at the Shore, one of our friends who really is running newspapers, but just anything at the Shore, he's the go-to guy. He contacted Dan, and we'll get to this when we get to the Shore, about could we help talk to Jeff Van Drew, who I hope to have on next week, and President Trump. I don't know if we can get it directly to Trump. About a guy named Stephen Ludlam, the 7 Mile Beach who became a resident, who became an American hero. And it's about recognizing what he did. He was just 19 years of age when he gave his life in World War II for his country. So thank you, Dave. And we will start to try to do something with that. And this platform gives us an opportunity sometimes to get lucky and help move the ball forward. A guy who doesn't do that in radio anymore, Dan's screening a call, so I may have to ask Henry this, even though you're not a...
I'm back.
Okay. Howard Stern tells the New York Post today he'd rather quit all media, the king of all media, than do this one thing, just one thing at Knicks games where you're seeing these pseudo-fans that don't know basketball like Henry and I pretend that they do. So what is it Stern says he would rather quit than do this one thing?
Put the shirt on.
Okay.
The fan shirt.
Is that the fan shirt. That's a good one. Dan, what do you think?
Express support for Donald Trump.
Ah.
No, I don't know.
No, move away from the smallest celebrity row. There's a special celebrity row there for the really top. He will not go to a Knick game unless they assure him he'll be sitting in that row.
Fake fan.
Yeah, no,
I mean, it's completely transparent. The guy has never cared about sports, but then the Knicks start showing any kind of success, and he wants to be seen with the... And he talks about it. Like, he has... what's the guy that's always there?
Spike Lee.
Spike Lee despises Howard Stern.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah, because Howard once criticized one of his films, and ever since then, he's kind of had like a thorn in his side for Howard. So Howard was actually convinced at one point, I think, that it was a conspiracy against him with Spike, and he's trying to make good with Spike. And all he wants to do ever since, I don't know what happened there, some trigger in him in the mid-2000s, all he wants to do is be seen as one of the elite, one of the in-crowd, and... You're 100% right. When a guy's there saying that he's not going to show up to the game or he'd rather quit than, you know, it's completely transparent. Yeah. It's a guy essentially just trying to be seen as an elite, which is hilarious to me because he built a career on trashing the elite and being an everyman.
It's so sad.
We're talking about heartbreak today. Yeah. This is a guy that broke my heart.
I knew that's where I was going. I thought you might say that because you saw it from the inside. And I always thought there was only one Rush Limbaugh, and I can distinguish him from everybody else. And there was only one Stern that you could distinguish from anybody else. It would be like the greatest basketball player, or whatever, and what they did. Those two, it's obvious why
they're
different.
I think he's still unique. I think there is no other Howard Stern.
Right.
But the thing is, I think a lot of his career, people were striving to be him, and now I don't want to be considered in the realm of Stern at all. You know, I think he's kind of developed a reputation as, I hate to say the word, but a sellout to a degree.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And all-time disappointment, that's where I was going with it. All right, so 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit us with somebody or something, you know, a celebrity, a historical figure that broke your heart or something that did it. Still time to get in. Get your name into the hat. You could win today a, don't see the prize
another
here.
Another Gallows gift
card.
Yeah,
all right. I just need the website here. At some point, we want a $50 Gallows gift card. Jim Harvey up there on the boulevard around Ron. Rose says, the seafood salad. We all might be headed there again. That's the first thing. You got the seafood salad tonight. And they have the burger bar, which is incredible. They just do great stuff.
So they'll win a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com.
And enjoy. All right, coming up, Will Bunch comes back from the dead at the Inquirer. What's his take on Pete Rose? Well, it involves the purge for awful white men in Trump's America. 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benz, though, for a moment. You know, I've told you umpteen things about the 10 years of being a patient with Dr. Benz. We talked in the beginning about just the technology, the stuff he had well ahead of the curve, making your teeth the 3D printer. But we've been focused in a lot lately, because I've noticed it myself, the diagnostic ability. And that involves his instincts. It involves great equipment and technology. And it involves his philosophy, which is he's trying to give you as a patient multiple options when possible, offering the best choices, the consequences of each near term, long term. So long story short, I had to do this and I just completed a dental implant. And I could say the experience was great. It's ongoing. You know, the final stage is now. And that's what you'll get with Dr. Bench. I had to think long and hard about it, you know, because in the past I just did root canal, whatever it was. This time, though, it was necessary. And I saw that by the more we talked and the more I saw x-rays, et cetera. You'll get that same personalized consultation, that same gut instinct for great dental care. Dr. Bench will explain in detail the options available. And again, wonderful staff that'll help you with any dental experience. It's the Bench Dental Group. All that you have to do is call them now to get that initial look-see, get that initial evaluation, 610-272-6949. Visit Bench, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com. Call now, 610-272-6949. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Dom time. Get in. Side question. Someone, something that broke your heart. Jim Jordan, I'm going to try mightily. Got to get him back on this. Today, revealing, and they're on top of this in the House, information that alleges from previous testimony that senior people at Pfizer Research and Development, the allegation is, were involved in a decision to deliberately slow down clinical testing, not the results, but even the testing, so it would not be complete prior to the results of the presidential election that year. that a doctor there was clear this was not a situation of delaying disclosure of completed results, but a situation of slowing down results before disclosure became necessary. This new information appears to suggest senior Pfizer executives allegedly conspired to withhold public health information to influence the 2020 presidential election. Due to the seriousness of these allegations, the committee is compelled to request additional information to inform our oversight. We request that you produce the following material. So this is a blockbuster coming from comments made by one of the people testifying. And will it lead to, and look, we still, I've said it 100 times, we have not had a reckoning of all that happened during COVID, be it Randy Weingart in the schools, Fauci. I think Pfizer's in the top 10 of the type of things that people look at and just say how excessive this was, or that things were withheld here. That's what the allegation is at this point. So we'll try to get Jim Jordan on next week and let you see where this takes us. I know you can say, well, it happened in 2020. These things are not easy to break somebody down, get the information. You know, there's a lot of period. They run out the clock. They're on it, though. And this may lead to what? Well, it's going to lead to even more pushback on various trust or credibility with outfits like Pfizer, if these things mushroom into where we're hearing today they may go. It's a big breaking story that needs to be clarified. More information will be on it. Okay. One thing I wanted to mention, too, we led off the show with this. You may not have heard it, that Fred Herring has gotten a go-ahead out there in Chester County. ICE has approved Sheriff Fred Herring's application to be engaged in that 287G program. Now, the ACLU, who exists for not our rights, but for criminal rights excessively, I would say, immediately jumps in and says they're going to put a lawsuit on this. A lawsuit on what? This is constitutional. It's legal. The commissioners, Bob Harvey, when he's not calling people Nazis who are Jewish, may jump into the ring here and try to stop him and say the sheriff doesn't have the power to do this. I think Bucks County is clearly with Herring. We have an upcoming election that will prove that. And he has graciously accepted being one of our honorees at Mulligan's on Dom Day on June 20th, along with Linda Kearns, who is the Secretary of Defense, with preventing the shenanigans. Linda will be there. We may or may not have the great debate. We're going to have it. I'm not sure on what. And we want to line up a bunch of drunken customers there to make the decision on it. That's a requirement.
Do we have debate topics? Have you expounded there yet?
No, I have not. And people can always send one, but I'm counting. You had some pretty good ones there. I like the Tom Jones and Elvis. What the heck? I can beat Linda on that. That's not hard. Come on. Sir Tom Jones, if I told him that was happening, he'd probably call in. So we need something good that it would be fun for this, though. It's not going to be a legal contest.
Do you think Mike Tyson in his prime could knock out a restrained tiger?
How many Mike Tysons would it take to beat a silverback
gorilla? Yeah, the gorilla thing. All I know is I interviewed Mike Tyson. He was brilliant in his own way. It's a shame he didn't have much schooling, but the guy was very creative, very articulate. Frightening it wasn't in the same studio. And I also interviewed Michael Vick, and I thought at that point he was a really good guy. I know that's surprising, given the previous record, but that was years after it.
Maisie's cringing.
And
it was Marcus's fault.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, he stuck up for a white guy teammate who said inappropriate, hateful things in Camden. You know, he didn't have to do that. That was one sign, but he might be a reform guy, and that's one of the hardest things in the world to come back from, obviously.
What's the best kind of cheese?
Okay. I don't know.
Parmigiano-Reggiano.
I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know if that's going to get people revved up to come to Mulligan's, but I'll let Linda make a suggestion, too. Fred Herring may jump in and arrest somebody there, though, if Linda Kearns gets out of line. Just saying, we have the law on our side. Those are a couple we'll honor, and I hope that you'll be there June 20th, Mulligan's, right there in Wildwood. with Johnny Z. And next week we're at Farley to kick off the summer, so we'll have him on.
Do you remember the old Yanny versus Laurel debate?
I do.
Which debate, Dan?
It was like what was it?
It was an internet debate.
Yeah. Right.
And they had, it was just a computer-generated voice
right.
that said a word, and the internet went crazy trying to determine okay. whether or not it was Yanny or Laurel that was said
okay.
there.
I vaguely remember that. Okay.
I have the audio.
There's another one like that, too.
It's a work in progress.
Here, play this real quick, Henry.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do I have it?
Laurel. Laurel. Laurel.
What do you got there?
Laurel.
Yeah, I got Laurel.
Yeah. Laurel.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, case solved.
There was another one. It was like brain freeze and green needle or something like that.
Okay.
Laurel. Laurel.
I may end up letting Linda decide since she obviously was not used to debating someone like this.
I don't hear Yanny at all there.
Okay.
But apparently if you put yourself into a mindset to hear Yanny, you could hear Yanny.
Well, it's like the dress. Is it white and gold or is it blue and black?
Right. The dress was a hard one. Let's bring Drew of Upper Darby in, who's a stalwart there at the end of the bar at Mulligan's. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, Dom, this movement by the Minnesota congressman for the Trump derangement syndrome thing, Dom, that's pretty real because, you know, Dom, years ago, you remember when a boxer got old, they just said he was punch drunk?
Yes.
But now, Dom, it's in the American Medical Association Journal that there's a term for that. It's called pugilistic dementia. It's a real ailment.
Right.
Like, you remember Jerry Quarry and Mike Quarry? So they're no longer punch drunk. They fall under this medical term, pugilistic dementia.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this has a real chance of becoming an official medical term. And Don, real quick, you know how I read the encyclopedias, I read about these guys, so-and-so died of cancer, but could you imagine like years down the road when it says Robert De Niro died from Trump derangement syndrome?
Oh,
wouldn't that
God.
Be great, man?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It sounds a little hateful. I'm just assessing this. Look, he deserves anything. The guy is just
crazy. He certainly does.
He does.
It is a sickness.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Don, my side question, my father was a very proud Greek man, and this is really outside the box, but this guy, this gentleman who broke his heart was vice president under Richard Nixon. He got caught up in the corruption and the greed, and it was Spiro Agnew. And I remember my dad's face. He thought, like, oh, man. I can't believe he did that. And so if you break my father's heart, you break my heart. So that's my answer, Dom. Thanks,
got you,
man.
Drew. Drew's a heck of a guy, I'll tell you. Yeah, Spiro Agnew, one of the first Greek sekklos, allegedly just getting payoffs right there in the vice president's office. Wow. Okay, it is the lightning round, and then we'll have a winner for that $50 gift card to Gallo's up there on the Boulevard, 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Hit us with someone or something that broke your heart or at least really disappointed you. By the way, the guy who never disappoints, Scott Presler, I'm looking at him on Twitter, publicly asking Kid Rock, can he register people to vote at his upcoming concert here in Pennsylvania? Scott, how about getting him on? Now, there's a fabulous guy. I didn't play today. We may have to save it for Scott on Monday. When Kid Rock was asked by Waters, what's the reason for the low birth rate in America? I'm surprised he didn't bleep out maybe half of it. All right, let's go to Alan in Hamilton, Talk Radio 1210. What's yours today, Alan?
A 1964 Phillies.
Well, tell us. Go ahead.
Yeah, 12 games left. All I had to do was win one more. And they lost 10 in a row.
Chico Ruiz stealing home plate broke our heart.
Yeah.
That's 61 years ago, but we still hold a grudge. There you go. I have a lot on Twitter, Dan, of people saying when this place closed down, it broke their heart. Yeah, they went that way. With me, it's Vigiano's when they moved to Cape May, where we already are plotting to go there four times this summer. Move back to Conshohocken. Come on. Chef Dave here in Oakland. All right, Dave, what are you doing today?
Oh, man, when the NFL player started taking a knee,
during the national anthem.
Yeah.
All the veterans that gave up their arms, their legs, their minds, total disrespect.
Well,
I tweeted
go ahead.
Saquon Barkley and said, don't do it as a Giant, dude. And he didn't do it.
All right. Glad you got him, Dave. Look,
listen to Chef Dave.
I never thought I don't like what they did, obviously, but I never thought it was about the veterans. Let's face it. It was clearly about something else. The cops. That's what it was about. It was going after the cops. Let's be fair. They weren't going after the veterans. They were doing it because they wanted to go after the cops. And we've been through all the stuff that was wrong about it in that circumstance. But that's what it's about. Jeff in Hatboro, Talk Radio 1210. How have you been, Jeff?
Good, good. Hey, James Comey, and you know they're coming right out and telling it. Right, they're putting it right in their face. What's going on? I mean, it's the federal government, the deep state.
Yeah, I mean, when the guy has been almost assassinated twice in the case of Trump, and you go anywhere near that, and you're the former FBI director, you know, several people have said to me, "What has to?" I said it sort of, Jeff. He has to go through the ringer, pay all kind of lawyers' fees. That's going to be his punishment.
It's borderline treasonous to me. I don't know.
Well, I hear you. Thank you, Jeff. Joe in Evanston, Talk Radio 1210. Joe, who's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. The person who disappointed me is Hunter Biden. He was born into a life of ease. He had every available resource given to him for the development of a lifelong career, but yet he chose to pursue the road of addiction and cocaine.
Thank you, Joe.
I think we just had some breaking news here.
Yeah, what is that?
Joe of Exton, is that actually Joe Biden talking about his son breaking his
career? Joe Biden.
All right.
Is Joe of Exton actually Joe Biden?
Let's get a winner today, Dan. Who do you say?
I really like the first call out of the gate was pretty good. Joe Paterno caused some conversation.
That was a great one. Children's Hospital is the other two.
Yeah, Children's Hospital is a really good one as well.
Henry, who do you say?
Yeah, I like Chop. I like the Sosa McGuire race was another one. I have to throw that one in there.
All right.
Yeah, Joe Pa.
The Joe Pa really hits home with me, but you know what? The Chop thing is just devastating. Joe, so I'll go with Chop.
All right.
All righty. It's time to pull the winner, though.
Yeah, all right. So Monday, we asked for that all-time rivalry. Robert and Ben Salem gave us Burr versus Hamilton. Tuesday, we asked for that vanilla / safe white guy. Big Alan Mullica Hill with Mr. Rogers. Wednesday, we asked for the all-time spinoff. John and Villanova said the 13 colonies. Yesterday, we asked for something nostalgic. Chef Dave said Sears and Roebuck catalogs. And then you just heard it right now, that all-time heartbreak, Joe in Westchester with the Children's Hospital. And if you put all that in the hat, we roll our magic die here. Oh, my gosh. You see this? You see this? It's a five for the fourth straight week.
Uh-oh.
Number five, Joe in Westchester.
Investigation.
You're the winner.
Joe, Friday's you're the winner. Westchester. That was
die,
a great. And you're gone off to Gallows right there. Great restaurant right there at Ron Boulevard. Thank you, Jim Harvey, for that. All right. I have to say the answers this week that won were tremendous. I mean, really, really good stuff. We'll do it all again on Monday. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Rich is next to take you home. Four big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.